If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We were immature. I can tell you that. And that's what all happened today. You know, they didn't do anything. They went back in their zone. They stopped. They went up and down the ice. And we made the mistakes. And, of course, penalties hurt us again from all of them. So, and then all of a sudden you give up, you know, 2 points here, who we definitely should have grabbed it today. And that's the most frustrating and disappointing part of it.
My guy, Marco Stern, coach of the Bruins, talking about a 7-4 loss that was a 2-2 game until it was a 6-2 game. Quickly, that escalated.
That got out of hand quickly.
A little bit.
Hey, by the way, your guy's not so great lately. Bruins 22-19-2?
Yeah, they...
What's going on?
Closer to the bottom of the standings than the top. Remember when they were a playoff team? Remember they were the top of the Atlantic?
That was more fun.
Dan Ball, what's happening?
The roster is playing like the talent that they have on the roster, gentlemen. They were out kicking their coverage at the beginning of the season. This is what the Boston Bruins were supposed to be this year. They're playing up to their talent
right
now.
So is it a failure or is it a disappointment?
It was a failure of a previous regime, and it's just correct. The recognition that you're in the midst of a retool right now. This is what you're supposed to sell at the deadline. You're supposed to pick it near the top of the draft. That's what this year of Bruins hockey was supposed to be.
I don't know if anybody told Marco Sturm that. Did you hear the man's emotion in his voice? He doesn't like losing, and he certainly doesn't think his team should be losing. He doesn't have your mentality. What do you want me to do? Remember Ron Renicki when he's like, who'd you want me to pitch? That's all I got. I got nothing else. Like, that was like a guy resigned to his role.
Yeah.
Marco Sturm doesn't sound like that. Marco Sturm thinks he's playing to make the playoffs, playing to be a playoff caliber team.
Ron Renicki had legitimately the worst roster the Red Sox may have ever fielded.
I know. It was like they were pulling guys off the street to pitch that night. But my point is Dan Ball is sort of describing you are not as good as your record has been over the first half of the season, right?
Like, correct.
You played above sea level, so to speak. But my question is, go back to, you could argue that, and you've had some ups and downs. Pasta scored a couple goals last night. Pasta's good. You've had Morgan Geeky break out. He's great. The goaltender gave up six goals.
Six.
Sorry. The seventh was an empty netter. But sometimes when he's in net, it feels like an empty net. What the hell's going on? Why does he stink again?
Well, I included your favorite note if you look at the rundown today. In
terms I did. Of I love this.
Games with why don't you share that with the audience? Because I know this is your favorite Swayman stat.
This is the favorite stat we keep track of on the show. Jeremy Swayman has allowed 5 or more goals in 6 games this season. That would be 6 versus the Vegas Knights, Ottawa 7, Detroit 5, Minnesota 6, Montreal 6, and Seattle 6. And Dan Ball writes, and counting.
Oh, that was copied from Twitter.
Wait a second. So hold on. He's given up 5 or more goals. Like, how is that starting goaltender play, let alone elite goaltender? Well, or what's he making, $8.25 million?
Yeah, that's right.
He probably balances it out with a lot of shutouts, right? Like you're one of those hot and cold, like big play. You know those corners that live off the interceptions?
Oh, it's so funny.
Did you get his shutouts?
Right here beneath that in the Dan Ball rundown, it says 0 shutouts this year.
Oh.
Z-E-R-O.
Oh, 0. But he does have foul balls that are called 8 games with 1 goal allowed, so... He's almost 500 there. Not really.
Is this where somebody comes in and goes, you guys don't know anything about hockey. It's all in the defense.
There's something to that, but I've landed on something else. I've landed on something else. So Jeremy Swayman making his fourth appearance in 7 days this season. 0-2-1 record, 16 goals allowed on 78 shots. That's a .795 save percentage.
Yikes.
Which is not NHL, not AHL. Not even really ECHL.
I feel like you could put one of those blow-up goalies in there and they might have that save percentage.
The Bruins need to recognize that Swayman was at his best when he didn't have a backup. He had a 1B to his 1A. And Jonas Korpisalo has become unplayable right now. So of all the roster issues that they have currently, Andy, to your point, if you're trying to salvage this year as a wild card season, you need to address the backup goaltending situation. You need somebody who can play at least a game to every one of Swayman's 2 or something like that. And I just don't think they trust anybody other than Swayman, and you're seeing him wear out right in front of your eyes.
And this was part of the talk all along, 55 games, right? They both wanted to play 55 games a couple years ago, so something's got to give,
yeah,
and we'll give him the money, and he's going to become the 55-game goalie, and now you're telling me he doesn't have what it takes to deal with the rigors of that. That's accurate?
Yeah, that's right. I think he's a 50-ish game goalie during the regular
season. Like a 52-30 split, maybe?
Something like, probably even a little bit less, which is sad to say given how much money he makes, but that's...
That's insane. I mean, they pay Korpisalo $3 million, correct?
Yeah, and you need to send him somewhere quick. There are goaltending needs, but, I mean, he's not an asset right now. You have 2 guys in the AHL that are playing better than Korpisalo, and you need to bail out Swayman a little
bit. So I signed him to play 55 games a season at $8+ million. You're telling me he probably should play closer to 50, just below 50 games a season?
Yes.
So a little but 10% reduction in playtime?
I'm not going to sit here and tell you they did the right thing with the contract,
so
Andy, you're looking for.
No, but I'm sure he'll give back 10% of his pay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the $8 million will take $800K off. We'll shave that down to 7. It only seems fair. If you want to play less than we expected when we paid you, then we'll pay you
less than we expected. This is a great idea. Refundable salaries.
Yeah.
I've never heard something so progressive in professional sports. If you don't play up to it, you owe ownership back a portion of the salary.
Reverse incentives.
Robbing them at gunpoint.
Absolutely. All right. The Bruins are scuffling a little bit. Dan Ball tells us they're just kind of settling into who they are. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's 3 o'clock. Ted Johnson's in the house. We're all here. It is time for our 3-point stances. And I'm going to tell you, we've spent a lot of time on the Patriots and Drake May, Mike Vrabel, even Justin Herbert and company. There is one man that I think faces more pressure than anyone in the National Football League as the playoffs get underway this weekend. I'll tell you who that is next in my 3-point stance.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of 5-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.